I had a guy come to me just the other day. He said, I don't like Christians. I'm not coming back to this church. Too many Christians. I said, yeah, there are quite a few in New Hope. And he said, well, I'm not coming there. I said, why? He said, because I was out at such and such a place and people yelled at me. I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You might have problems with Christians, but keep one person, keep a friend. His name is Jesus. Your other friends might abandon you, but you keep one friend. Regardless, you stay close to Jesus.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. For the past 2 days, we have learned of three types of friends you and I need in our lives. Well, today, Pastor Wayne will show us a couple of types we need to lose. In a moment, Pastor Wayne will have the conclusion of a message entitled, Everyone Needs a Jonathan. But first, we invite you to join us for a few minutes of worship from New Hope. was Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Everyone Needs a Jonathan.
Well, let me tell you two friends you need to lose. Are you ready? Yeah, there's probably a lot of friends to lose, but here's two. And the first one is this. Lose angry friends. Angry friends. Yeah, people that put you on guilt trips to get you to do stuff for anger. Let's read what people you should not associate yourself with. Would you read this one? Go. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go out with a hot-tempered man, lest you learn his ways and find a... Yeah, a snare is a trap that it nails you when you least expect it. Be careful for those that are putting you on guilt trips. Are you going to come over to my house? Oh, I can't. Why? I came over to your house last week. Oh, yeah, well, I just can't. Hey, you expect me to help you? Come on, come over. Oh, okay. And then you go out of guilt. Or someone will text you, and you're in a meeting. 5 minutes later, they text you. Hey, did you get my previous text? And so you keep doing your meeting. 5 minutes later, hey, I already texted you twice. What's up, dude? And then finally you say, I'm in a meeting. Am I less important than what you're doing here? Come on. And it's like all in a guilt kind of thing. And I think you can't do that. You see, or someone that says, are you going to come over? No. Why? Yeah, let's go here. No, I don't want to. You better. Okay. The danger of having that kind of pressure on you is when there's anger depletes the nutrients of the soil in which love grows. That's why the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear, because they cannot coexist. God doesn't want you to do things out of fear. He wants you to do it out of love. And so if we have friendships based on guilt or fear, you won't have a friendship at all. And the other is gossipy friends. Gossipy friends. Would you write that in there? Gossipy friends. Now, a gossipy friend is found in this scripture. Would you read it? Go. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a slanderer. Yeah, would you underline slanderer? If the only thing you have in common is when you get together, you have another person for lunch, and then another person and another person, lose it. And if you're the one causing it, lose that characteristic. Just stop. Don't. The Bible says don't associate with that person. Don't. God put us on notice. No, if you're that person, lose that characteristic. Because listen very carefully. If you're with a friend who is slandering another person, I'm not just talking about fixing a problem, because you can if you're a surgeon, not a movie critic. But I'm talking about someone who's making judgments on somebody else, that they're bad, that this, and they're always doing that. That's their pattern. That's their modus operandi. If someone, when you're with him or her, they're slandering another person, know this, that when you're not with them, they're going to slander you. When they're slandering another person, that's their modus operandi. When you're not there, they're slandering you. So you want to make sure that you're not with gossipy friends and you're not being one. So three friends to find or keep: a Jonathan, a Hushai, and a Nathan. Make room for those. Two friends to lose, and now let me tell you, one friend to keep. Are you ready? This is, you make sure that you keep this one. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let's read what it says. Go. No longer do I call you slaves, but I call you. You did not choose me, but I. Did you know that Jesus asked you to be his friend? He chose us. The book of Proverbs says it this way: a man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is one, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That's Jesus. He says, I no longer call you slaves, but I call you friends. Now listen as I wrap it up. It'll take time to develop a Jonathan. It'll take time to develop a Hushai, and it'll take time to develop a Nathan. But as you do, keep a hold of Jesus, because Jesus will be to you a Jonathan and a Hushai and a Nathan. When you don't have friends, He is all the friend that you need. Now, God will want you to build those friends because through them He will speak, and often very clearly. But if you feel you have nothing, you still in Him have everything. And sometimes when you have everything taken away from you, and here's the way I say it, often we don't realize that Jesus is all we need until Jesus is all we got. And He will be your friend. I had a guy come to me just the other day. He said, I don't like Christians. I mean, just 2 days ago. I don't like Christians. I'm not coming back to this church. Too many Christians. I said, yeah, there are quite a few in New Hope. And he said, well, I'm not coming there. I said, why? He said, because I was out at such and such a place and people yelled at me. I said, ooh. And I was at someplace else and they yelled at me. I said, oh, well, tell me who they are. I will rectify that problem, you know, like a master surgeon. I'll find out. And I'll be happy to step in and counsel that. I'll take care of that counsel. I'll work it out. But it's all right, you know. Well, I'm just not going to hang around church no more. I don't want to go to church. I said, whoa, wait a minute. You might have problems with Christians, but keep one person. Keep a friend. His name is Jesus. You keep him. Your other friends might abandon you, but you keep one friend. Regardless of the scoreboard, you stay close to Jesus. Yeah, but why would he let this and let that? Just stay close to Jesus. Mark my words. You might not understand. You might have a million reasons and excuses why to abandon him, but don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I tell you, keep Jesus. Keep close. Because when you have nothing left and you have no friends, you have all the friends you need in Jesus. Keep Jesus. He'll be a Jonathan to you, a Nathan sometimes, and a Hushai. Let me tell you a story of a lady that experienced that. This last Wednesday, we went to the, as you heard, to the women's prison. And we actually have a church there at the women's prison called WCCC, the Women's Correctional Center there in Kailua. And so we have a church there that's been going on for 5 years through DVDs. And Pastor Dave Barr from New Hope Windward has been maintaining that, keeping it going. And a lady named Chaplain Tammy from New Hope has been going in and working with these women. Well, they invited us for a fifth year celebration, an anniversary, and there's a large courtyard where the women wear their beautiful blue gowns for the evening and they come out, and we were going to have an outdoor service. 230 or so ladies, called a population, came out for this wonderful event. And they were so kind. When it was all done, our dancers and singers, and I did a message, they gave us gifts, and Dave Barr and myself, and one lady actually knitted mittens and a beanie hat and a scarf, and they presented it to myself and to Dave and that to blonde lady. There's a chaplain, Chaplain Tammy, and then they forced us under duress to model the gifts. I was embarrassed and Dave looked ridiculous. But the highlight of it was when the invitation was given, over 80 women responded to the gospel. And it was a wonderful thing. Now remember, the Lord said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I chose you. Because you see, when you need a friend and you have none, Jesus will be to you a Jonathan and a Hushai and a Nathan, all wrapped up in one. And here's the lady. You can see here me hugging this lady that I met at tattoos everywhere. And she said, I need to tell you a story. So I said, okay. She said, when I grew up, my dad used to lock me in the car when he would do his drug deals. And I experienced all the shadowy alleys in the back areas of Hawaii, where my dad would be selling things in little packets here and packets there, and I would be in the car watching. Well, my life at a very early age got wrapped up in the very same lifestyle, and when I was very young, I got pregnant. I had a son, And my lifestyle continued in drugs until it proliferated into an ever-increasing amount until I was arrested and I was given time in the women's prison. Everything was taken away from me. My son was gone, my family, my future, everything was taken away from me. I had nothing. The only thing I had, she said, and I don't know how I did this, but I smuggled in a handful of over 30 sleeping pills. And my goal was, she said, and she turned around and she said, you see that bathroom there? I said, yeah, I just used it. She said, that bathroom there, I was gonna go in and take all of those pills, drink water, and kill myself because I had nothing left. No son, nothing. And so I said, well, what happened? She said, well, on the way to the bathroom, I heard something in the room next to the bathroom. And so I went in and there was a group of ladies huddled around a television and it was you. You were on a DVD and you were giving a Mother's Day message. And you were saying how that if you want to throw your life away, throw it away, but throw it in God's direction. Because God is the only one that can take an empty life and make it something special. Most of us throw our lives away in the devil's direction. He destroys it even more. Throw your life towards God when you think you have nothing left and watch what He can do with nothing. She said, at that moment, I heard God's voice. God spoke to me and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. At that moment, I knew God had a plan for me. And so I went to the bathroom, but not to take the pills this time. Instead of consuming it, I flushed it down the toilet because I now would be living for Christ. Well, that's when I just gave her a big hug and I said, that is just beautiful. She said, oh, I'm not done yet. I said, oh, really? She said, you remember my son? I said, oh yeah, what happened? Well, my son went to New Hope. And while I was in here, he accepted Jesus Christ and he became a Christian. I said, oh, that's so cool. And she said, that's not all. I said, what? He said he got involved in the ministry. His name is Daniel, and he was doing camera, and he wanted to go to college. And he now just left to go to New Hope Christian College. I said, Daniel, the one I know that's going to the college, that's your son? She said, that is my son. And he's studying for the ministry to come back to Hawaii and reach other kids that are in the same situation. I said, that's your son. She said, tell New Hope, thank you for loving us by sending these DVDs, by taking care of our kids. When we cannot, God is able. And I heard God that day, and He became to me a friend and a Savior. Please tell the church, thank you. Is that a powerful story or what? And so Daniel just left to go to New Hope Christian College and to study for leadership in the church. And we're so excited to see all of these little dots start to be connected. And it was that day that she, who had nothing, found in Jesus a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let's make Him a friend. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. In other words, God is saying, I chose you to be my friend. Will you? The next question is, what is your response? He's chosen you and asked you to be His friend. And when Jesus asks that, that's a pretty special invitation. If you've never said yes to Jesus, please do so today. It'll be the most eternal decision you'll ever make. That's what it means to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, please say yes. It'll change your life. And those of you that have and yet to be baptized, meet us at 3:00 at Ala Moana Beach Park. And let's tell the world that Jesus is our friend. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here today and you'd say, Wayne, I need to say yes to Jesus, to His invitation. Because if he's already chosen me, I want to say yes. I want to say yes. I want to open my heart to receive him as Lord and as Savior. If you've never done that, today's your day. And if that's you right now, would you raise a hand and say yes? Okay, yeah, all right. You too, sister, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, just raise your hand. Let Jesus know, okay? Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Anybody else, just raise your hand. Say, Lord, I'm gonna receive you as Lord and Savior. That is my choice. You made your choice, and now I make mine. If this is the first time you've done that, there are yes packets outside. Ushers will have that for you. Grab one, would you? And if you're a Christian here and you say, Wayne, I've got a lot to learn in the area, in the category of friendships. Jesus, would you help me? If that's you, would you raise a hand? Yeah, just say, Lord, help me. There's a lot for me to learn there. Help me to make room for God-appointed friends and help me to be one. Pray this prayer after me as we close. Let's pray this out loud. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, that you came to die for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me and make me the person you want me to be. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my friend. And now I say this so everyone hears. So you hear me, I hear myself, and the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, thank you for such a wonderful church through which you bring new hope to so many, to us as well as to others. Help us to learn to make room for God-appointed friends and help us to develop ourselves into being one. Help us to understand friend shifts when it's time to let go of some, but to learn the lessons along the way. But most importantly, help us to keep hold of your hand regardless of what happens, regardless of what transpires, regardless of what is taken from us, we want to keep a hold of your hand. Thank you for being our friend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you thank him with a clap offering? Thank you, Lord. And let's sing our final song. Have a fabulous afternoon.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Everyone Needs a Jonathan by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Now for Pastor Wayne and all the Ohana at New Hope Christian Fellowship, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.